From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, told reporters early Thursday the U.S. and Russia must intervene at the highest level to revive stalled proximity talks between Damascus and the opposition.
This round of talks have instead been overshadowed, let's be frank, by a substantial and indeed worrisome deterioration of the cessation of hostilities. We cannot ignore that. And we have not ignored it, and I have mentioned it to the Security Council. We cannot ignore the fact that during these talks, we have been having incidents one after the other.
De Mistura, speaking in Geneva after updating the UN Security Council via video conference, said he hoped the talks could resume next month, but only after a reduction in fighting that jeopardizes a two-month U.S.-Russia brokered cessation of hostilities. He said the uptick in fighting is also slowing aid deliveries. Russia has asked the UN Security Council to impose sanctions on Syrian opposition groups that have been involved in peace talks. Ambassador Vitaly Churkin accusing Jaish al-Islam and a second rebel group, Ahrar al-Sham, of being closely connected to Islamic State and al-Qaeda. Jaish al-Islam is a top member of the Western and Arab-backed High Negotiations Committee. Ahrar al-Sham, one of Syria's strongest Islamist groups, aligned with the al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front. As many as 16 Egyptians are believed to have been killed in clashes between Egyptian migrants and Libyan smugglers. Witnesses quoted by the Egyptian state-run newspaper El Aram El Arabi said three smugglers were also killed. Libya has become a conduit for migration from Africa and the Middle East to Europe. This is VOA News.